I can tell you, in the world of soccer, 61 minutes gone in this all-important World Cup qualifier, Italy up against Sweden. Italy actually trail on aggregate 1-0, and Sweden currently got 10 yellow jerseys back in the box trying to defend a desperate Italian side. They haven't missed a World Cup since 1958, and if they can't do something miraculous here in the remaining minutes, it's going to be exit Italy from a World Cup. That's hard to believe.
Can you believe that?
That just goes to show you exactly how hard it is to qualify for a World Cup when a powerhouse, a multiple winner like Italy are struggling. Ante Milicic is the assistant coach for the Socceroos. He's got his own struggles at the moment, the Socceroos, against Honduras tomorrow night. He's probably not that worried about Italy v Sweden. G'day, Ante.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, not that concerned about Italy and Sweden, but I mean, both are big, powerful football nations. And, you know, those playoff games in Europe, there's obviously, you know, obviously a lot at stake. But also when you see the quality already with the teams that have missed out, you know, actually, I'm glad you just mentioned that, how hard it is to actually qualify for one, because a lot of people really take it for granted.
Yeah,
mate, I think we forget what's going on out there. We're so focused on you guys and the Socceroos. Set the scene for us, mate. How did they travel back? And we've got a couple of big names, fully fit. Timmy's going to be out there.
Well, Timmy's, you know, been training, which is, you know, obviously a massive boost for everyone. But also, you know, let's not forget the two boys coming from Germany, Lecky and Cruz. You know, they've arrived, you know, from Germany a few days ago, so they've settled in really well. And, you know, of course, Milligan with his suspension, so he's back. So we've got, you know, a full squad to choose from. You know, everyone's healthy, ready to go. And I think it's a good headache for Ange to have, you know, coming into such a crucial game.
Does Tim start?
I asked the boss that one.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Look, to be honest, Timmy, whether he starts, whether he comes on, you know what you're going to get. And just having him around the boys, you know, is massive for us. And, you know, wherever we go around the world, you know, that includes supporters, opposition coaches, even players, you know, airports, hotels. They all know Timmy. He's global and, you know, he's massive what he does for us. And, you know, he'll be playing, you know, tomorrow night, like he's played his first, you know, game for Australia. Really gives everything, and he's really great to have around the group, and you know, just to be around the younger players as well gives him a massive boost.
And so I know you and Ange would be pretty excited about this fresh legs that we're going to get for this second leg. You know, the likes of Matthew Lecky, Mark Milligan, Rogic, and Robbie Cruz. How do you work them all in? What's the sort of rough plan without giving too much away?
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll always play the way, you know, we feel is best for this national team, and that's always to attack and to play in the opposition half and to dominate the games. And, you know, I think you've seen over the years, whether we play at home or away, that's how we will go about it. That's our approach. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, with all those attacking options available, it's a good headache for Ange. At the same time, you know, you've got to look at, you know, not only the travel from the first game in Honduras, but it was actually a really heavy pitch as well. So the recovery's been good for us. And, you know, we'll look at it every day, look at the loads, look how they've pulled up, and also how they perform at training. And then, you know, I think a decision will be made, obviously, you know, tomorrow.
What are the main threats from Honduras?
The main threat is, you know, they're still a very good side that's got a couple of their big-name players to come back into the side that didn't play in the first game. There's Figueroa, who's played a lot of years in England. He's back in. They've got Ellis, who plays in the MLS. Hernandez, a striker. So they've got a few of their bigger players to come back in. But, you know, you talked about it earlier about how hard it is to qualify for World Cup. You know, they'll come here and they'll be giving everything. You know, they're a very, very proud football nation that's been to World Cups as well in the past. So there's a lot at stake, and they'll be desperate. I think in some small way they'll probably be disappointed with, you know, their result in the first leg. But, you know, you don't underestimate everyone. And don't worry about those Honduras. When we spend a bit of time there, they'll be very, very hungry to put on a good performance.
We're lucky that Ante Milicic is chatting with us, the assistant coach for the Socceroos. Ante, the playing surface over there in Honduras was quite horrendous. It'll be much, much better at ANZ Stadium. Will that suit you guys more, or will it suit Honduras?
Oh, look, it's hard to say how Honduras will adapt to those conditions. But what we know is that we'll do everything to make sure that that home advantage will count. We've been used to travelling away. We've played on some pitches that have been similar to the one in Honduras, and we looked at the field yesterday and it was in good condition. And being at home as well, I think with the crowd will be a massive for us. And we've got a great record at home, but also at this stadium, we've got some good memories, here as well with the Asian Cup also. So, we're looking forward to being at home and just taking the game to the opposition. And we always said with this game against, Honduras, it's over two legs. It's massive. It's only half time now at the moment. And, we're in a good space now coming into the second part of this leg.
You have controlled a lot of these games, and I think that's a fair assessment in the aftermath of them. It's just how much practice is being taken, putting the ball in the back of the net. And I'm sure there's some frustration there at times.
Yeah, there is. I mean, look, we created some good opportunities against Honduras, and what an away goal means. And we're not taking it for granted as well, because we played Syria last month and we're in a similar situation, and they took the lead 1-0 and we had to come back in that game and we had to win it. And we did that. Even if you go back to September when we played Thailand, we needed to score a lot of goals. We created numerous chances, but we got the win, but it was just a 2-1 victory. So, look, we've got a lot of attacking options. There has been a little bit of a focus more at training with, that front third finishing as well. And, we believe that we've got enough players there, not only to create chances, but to score. And like I said, I think being at home is just a massive plus for us.
Ante, final one from me, that when you qualify tomorrow night for the Socceroos, and if Ange doesn't coach at the World Cup, would you stick your hand up?
Look, you know what? Not even a thought of mine for myself or for Ange. You know what? No one even talks about those things that way. Everyone is just so focused on the game tomorrow night. And then, after that, what happens, in football, not much surprises me. So let's just get the result, because this country really needs to be at the World Cup. We've been consistent in the last few campaigns of getting there. And, just looking at the other countries that have missed out, we don't want to be somewhere else in June next year, watching it on TV. We need to be there with everything that's happening. And I think it's going to be a massive boost for everyone.
Hear, hear, mate. And we wish you all the best. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, same here. Appreciate your support, guys.
Yeah, well done. Thanks for your time, Ante. It's Ante Milicic there, and only a day to wait. Can't wait.